Welcome to the show that is a life hack. Chaotic commentary. Everything's on the table. Nothing is sacred. News, sports, politics, sex, that one time at band camp. You never know what you will get, but you will laugh, think, and be informed. Let's spend a little time with Chaos.
Shooting from the hip, flying by the seat of my pants. Welcome to Chaotic Commentary. I am Chaos. I have a microphone in front of my face. I have every single Facebook degree that you can get. So everything I'm saying must be true. Let's play radio. So, yeah, I say shooting from my hip because it's been a week. I'm getting this out a little bit later in the day than I normally like to, but it's been a week of dedicating time and effort to just other products and other things that are going on. So really, really amped that Swipe Wrong is the project that, Jay and I have been working on for a couple months now, and that's going to have a release date of September 6th. I think most of you who listen to this have been inundated with it quite a bit already, so I won't go into it too much. And it's taken away from some of the time that I've spent digging into what to talk about here. So, football! Football was last night! We'll open up with a little bit of sports. We will talk a little bit about football because there was football played with a football with a helmet and shoulder pads on a football field. I don't know if you guys remember that or not, but that was the old Adam Sandler stand-up. Raiders and Jags played last night. It was a barn burner. It doesn't matter what it was. It doesn't matter at all because it was something that we hadn't had in a few months. We caught football. So Raiders end up winning 27-11. Fantasy football fanatics and gambling crazies like me were going, what the hell is Josh Jacobs still doing in the game? That was the question that I had for a while. It was just fun to watch. It was fun to have on there. And from the gambling perspective, I don't have anything to take away from last night. There's not much I can say that I can tell you, but this is like, this is a good time to make a lot of money. And it used to be, it's funny, over the past couple of years, I remember it vividly last year, and I remember it vividly the year before. We have a big thread with a bunch of our friends, and a lot of the fantasy football guys are in it. And I know I would send something out there, all right, who are we taking tonight? Here's what we're doing. And everyone would say, if you're betting on NFL preseason, you have a problem. I have a shit ton of problems in my life. Betting on NFL preseason is not one of them. And here's why. Because I literally believe more money can be made gambling on NFL preseason than it can on NFL regular season. And it's a lot harder to do because they cap the limits on what you can bet. You can make a $20,000 bet in NFL regular season. A lot of books aren't going to take a $20,000 in NFL preseason bet. But the reason why it's so much easier to make money in NFL preseason is because coaches tell you their game plan. They will straight up, there's nobody fucking around and saying, this guy, he might be injured, he's a game time decision. There's no game time decisions. There's, this guy's going to play. We need to focus on running the ball. We need to see what our offensive line can do. And you know, well, shit, they're going to spend a lot of time running the fucking ball this game. It really feels like it's going to play more to an under because of that. And then you have the craziest of crazy trends. Baltimore, for example, 17-2-1 in their last 19 preseason games. And the two losses, I think, or two non-covers, I should say, I think were last year. And it was COVID, maybe. One was in COVID and one was last year. So it was a hell of an anomaly that it was on such a stretch for so long. And I'm like, boom, blind bet. The other thing, like Mike Zimmer from the Minnesota Vikings was a ridiculous cover too. He had only lost not covered 4 preseason games. So I'm sad that he is at home with his ridiculously hot girlfriend. Oh my gosh. Like you looked at this dude and then you looked at her and you're like, oh, that's right. Multi-million dollar contracts. That's what I thought when I saw that. Sure, I'm sure it's true love. I'm sure it's true love of something. And all I can, like, when he got fired, it was funny. He shot out a tweet that said, guys, I'll be okay. This is who I get to spend more time with. And I went, attaboy. That's all you could do. It's like Sean McVay. What are you doing coaching, bro? What are you doing? What's she doing coaching? You just won a Super Bowl. Did you? Okay. All right. Well, his wife is incredibly hot, but yeah, I'm sure it's not like he's an ugly looking dude and multi-million dollar contract as well. And I'm sure he doesn't have a hard time, you know, getting to his hard time. Anyway, so NFL preseason, like, it's really, the stigma is kind of funny. It's like, oh, you must have a problem. Yeah. Yeah, collecting money is a real fucking problem. It's a real problem. Because then like, you know, it just gets a little bit out of control. But it was great to have football back. It was fun to watch some of it. I'm not going to lie. I sure as hell didn't watch all of it. It's just good because it means we're this much closer to college. We're this much closer to pro. And I think it's tomorrow. After tomorrow, it is 3 Saturdays left of no college football. And then we're off to the races and just let the games begin. So I don't know if you watched it. I don't know if you enjoyed it or not. I mean, it's whatever. I mean, I just didn't want to see Josh Jacobs even have one carry in the fucking game. And he had 5. So, okay, that's fine. Not saying I'm big on him, but I did find something else interesting today. I got a message from, I want to say my little bro. I guess that's the best way to describe him. The son I never had, maybe is a better way to describe him. I love this kid so much. He's like, hey, you got any sleepers in football this year for fantasy football? I'm like, I'm still kind of digging into it. I've been messing around with a few other projects, and I really haven't spent as much time, the time that I normally do, on this stuff. He's like, well, I'm getting ready to do my fantasy football draft in 10 minutes. What the fuck are you doing, bro? I'm like, why? Why are you doing that now? Why? That doesn't make any sense. And then his reason actually did make sense. It's because he's getting ready to go back to college. You know, he's just on break, and it's the one time they can all get together before they all go their separate ways. I'm like, okay, all right. I retract my statement. But memo to anybody who's listening, we talked a little bit about this before. I'll give you some more fantasy football tidbits, because as a league commissioner, which, whatever, doesn't mean shit, the crew pretty much runs the league. I just kind of sit there, and, you know, Cali Nick does more than anybody, and then everybody else just kind of, you know, is so used to how things go that it doesn't cause a problem. Anyway, I digress. Draft as late as you possibly can. Don't draft early. There's no reason. Why are you drafting early? So you can roster bait? So you can sit back? Like, if you get anxious to do a fantasy football draft, and you're like, oh my God, there's a preseason game, we should start our draft now. Here's my advice. One, don't. Just stop right now. And no, don't do that. What you should do, if you really need to, like get your fix, stream the first 3 seasons of the league. Just do that. Just stream the first, like, that'll keep you going for a good week to 2 weeks. Maybe, you know, if you power watch it, that's a different story. But at least it kind of, like, gets you excited and you're doing something. Then if you get through there and you're still done, well, now you've got some more preseason games to watch. And now you can, like, because here's the thing, like, you may have wanted a couple of Denver Broncos who just went on IR, Tim Patrick, who just ripped an ACL for the season. I mean, if he does that a week later and you're drafting right now, your season's done before kickoff on opening day. Like, granted, you're reeling, you can have other things you can do, but what the fuck, bro? Why would you? So watch the league, watch the first 3 seasons. When you're done with that, if you still have the itch, get NFL Game Pass. It's $80 for the year. Get NFL Game Pass and then just start watching, like, games from last year. They used to have, like, the all 22 film to where you could see from above and see how plays break down. And just start playing GM. Take notes. There was a game last year. They didn't have the all 22 film of it, but they did have the regular. There was, you know, they have the 30-minute version, and then they have the full game, and then sometimes they'll have the all 22 film, which, let me walk that back, just in case you don't know. The all 22 film is the coach's film, and what it does is it gives you 2 different angles. It gives you an angle above the play, like from the blimp, we'll say, and you're down on it, and you can just see all the routes the receivers run. You can see the defensive coverage. You can just see everything. So that way you're like, how did this dude get so open? Oh, I see. The wide receiver ran a drag. The back came out of the backfield, and no one stayed home where they were supposed to. Kind of makes a little bit more sense. The other angle it gives you is from behind the quarterback. It also gives you the down and distance and time left in the game, so you can see the situation. So I used to watch that on every game when they had it on every game, because it gave me more situation. But there was a game last year, it was the Bears and the Browns, and I just looked back at the stats of that game, and it just blew me away. Like, all right. If you remember that game, Cleveland had 9 sacks, and the Bears had like 46 yards of offense. They averaged 1.2 yards per play, I think it was. And I'm just looking, I'm like, how in the hell did this happen? So I went back and I watched the game, and the notes I took was, how many times did Matt Nagy leave his rookie quarterback without an extra person back there to block, without, you know, did he leave somebody to chip, and it was just a fucking nightmare. Like, he barely left a tight end back there. Every running back that was back there, sometimes he ran a two running back set, they all went into passing patterns, and it was a train wreck. I mean, it was so, like, I was like, all right. I mean, I'd never been a Matt Nagy fan anyway. That's one of the reasons I was like, I'm curious to see what Mitch Trubisky does. If he gets the nod for a starting gig, which he should, I think, it'll be interesting to see, because he made the Chicago Bears offense look halfway decent when Nagy was running it. And he was just an awful OC. He did horrible things. I mean, like, he couldn't have made that shit run any worse. So, all right, let's keep the house. Of course, I've got to talk about my boy Jay. He does the best work out of anybody I've ever met in my entire life, and I've been alive a long time, not just production, but you got to check out his show, Pelham Place. There's just a bunch of great interviews up there. I know newer ones will be coming out towards the end of the year, maybe beginning next year, because he is busy wrapped up on Swipe Wrong, which will be coming out on September 6th. It will be the first episode will be dropping. He's been working really, really hard on that, so we're looking forward to seeing how that... Which, by the way, if you or somebody you know has a dating story from the Swipe Rights that you want to share, 317-426-6616 is the Google Voice number to leave a voicemail and just let us know your story. Phone number, we'll give you a call back and be happy to talk about it, because there is some fucked up things going on out there. MKS, you can find me pretty much anywhere that you see me. That's the best way I can say it. Oh, and swipewrongpod@gmail.com if you just want to email. All right. So, like, I have had quite a few conversations over the past week. Like, I feel like I took a week off work, next week off work most likely too. I've been busier than I've been and happier than I've been in a long time, just because I've been just working nonstop, it feels like, on stuff that you love. And I feel like I've had a lot of conversations this week. I've been talking to some fucking insanely awesome people about their dating experiences and about their stories. But it's also led into other conversations about how people just see themselves and kind of judge themselves on just all their faults and all the things that are wrong with them and all the things that that there's a great overcoming adversity and self-growth story that I got to hear from. Turns out to be a really good friend of mine. She was actually my sister's girlfriend at one point, and they broke up years ago, and she's on the side to dating men. But we were talking, and she was just telling me how she kind of had to go through a lot of hard work and self-discovery to become a better person after even that relationship. And I don't mean to drag that part of it out, but the thing that I thought was the most interesting and the theme that seems to keep coming up more and more often is how easily it was the focus on all the things that she thought was wrong with her, and all the things that, like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm not pretty enough, or I'm not, you know, I need to lose weight, or, you know, I've have emotional damage from abandonment issues and things like that. And I just like everybody's got shit, and everybody's got something they've got to fuck with and work through. And on the same side, everybody thinks their story is the worst story ever. But your worst moment is the same exact as my worst moment ever. And that's the thing. Like, all of our worst moments are pretty much equal. The worst day in your life is no different than the worst day in my life or your neighbor's life or somebody, because that is your worst day. So I think it's more essential. Like, if, like, you could take all the shit that you're worried about, all the problems or faults you think you have, and just put those over where, like, compartmentalize those over in some other part of your fucking brain that doesn't think about shit. Let anybody else who wants to focus in on those things and who wants to focus on these faults that you have, let them fuck with it. Why don't you focus on how, like, compassionate you are, how great you are, how hard a worker you are, the things that make you happy and the things that make you smile. You focus in on those strengths of yourself and leverage those into either work or your projects that you're working on. And I fucking guarantee that will make you so much happier than always obsessing and worrying about, like, the faults and what you don't bring to the table. Because who the fuck cares? Like, if somebody, like, if I walked out of my house and someone walked to me and said, man, Chris, those bags under your eyes really fucking suck, I'd be like, man, it really fucking sucks that you have to focus in on that, because I got a nice ass. Like, let's focus on that. Let's just, hey, flip the script. And that's their problem, not mine. So I don't know how I got here. I think I've just had quite a few of these conversations lately. And, like, it will take so much more energy and put it into you of when you start paying attention to the great things that you are instead of the things that you're worried about that other people worry about. And she heard the conversation with her and a few other people, it just kind of opened my eyes. And I don't know, maybe I just thought I should go off on this today, because sometimes you just kind of fucking need to hear it. And you can all tell me to go fuck myself, which I'm still trying to figure out why, what's all the hype about that. I really wish I could figure that out. That would be fucking cool. That'd be awesome. All right, that's all I got this week. Short, sweet, and not too heavy. But in the meantime, until Tuesday, be good to each other.